This is KUT. About 3.8 million Texans rely on the federal food stamp program, also known as SNAP. But the program that helps feed low-income Americans could be going through some major changes. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Daniel Robles and his wife, Olga, are in a situation that a lot of older Americans find themselves in. They have a fixed income and they aren't working. Daniel's retired and Olga has a disability. And Robles says money is really tight.
It's enough to pay some of the bills and the mortgage, but midway of the month, we don't have anything. We don't have any money.
Robles and his wife, who live in Austin, rely on a patchwork of help to pay for food every month. And that includes food stamps or SNAP.
You know, it's very unfortunate that we only receive $90 a week, a month, which is not enough. But, you know, helping us some of the food pantries, they do help us with food, and that kind of helps quite a bit.
You can kind of hear Olga nodding along, agreeing with her husband. The couple is so grateful to have the local food pantries that they both volunteer at them all the time. But, she says, SNAP gives her flexibility to get the things that she can't get at a food pantry.
And the food pantries, they give you just the basic beans, spaghetti, peanut butter, and it's good for us. It's very good, blessing. But sometimes we have to be like a balance.
That balance could be thrown off by some proposed changes to SNAP before Congress. Rachel Cooper, a policy analyst at the Center for Public Policy Priorities, says the bill adds work requirements to older people on SNAP.
The new bill would mean that would push the work requirements up from 49 to 59. So that's a new group of older workers who would have to maintain their 20 hours at minimum a week.
Cooper says older workers also typically have a harder time finding work. And if they don't get a job, their only other option is to get job training under this bill. But Cooper says creating the infrastructure for that will take about a decade.
1.2 million adults would lose SNAP every month just based on the work requirements. Not because they're not working, but because they can't do the system. They can't jump through the hoops.
Cooper says a lot of the money that was spent on feeding people could be shifted to all of this new bureaucracy. The bill would also kick about 125,000 Texans out of the program. It rolls back eligibility from 165% of the federal poverty line to 130%. Daniel Robles says losing SNAP would be a big hit to his family, and he thinks that will be true for other people, too.
You cut that, and you'll be hurting a lot of people.
Advocates say this could all force families to rely even more on food pantries, which are already struggling to help people, particularly in rural areas. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.